This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a little bit of history that goes along with this next interview, history that dates to 1931, when Irma Rombauer published a cookbook called The Joy of Cooking. It became, not to hyperbolize here, but a really big deal. Conversational, easy to use. It was the cookbook to have in your kitchen. Irma and her daughter, Marion Rombauer Becker, revised it and updated it. 8 revisions in all, and now 9. With the 2019 edition. Again, a family affair. John Becker and his wife, Megan Scott, did the heavy lifting. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
I suppose I need to do the genealogy first, right, John? Who are you to Irma Rombauer, the matriarch, I guess, of this entire enterprise?
Great-grandson. So, okay. Yeah, fourth generation of the family to take on the mantle of the joy of cooking.
Well, so we will get back to that in a minute. And Megan, you are married to John, and you guys worked on this together, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I will let either of you answer this, and bear in mind that other members of your family are probably going to hear it. How heavy is the burden of being in charge of the most recent edition of this cookbook?
Oh, it's incredibly heavy. I mean, every day, just the mantra was, don't mess up today.
And I don't think that pressure was coming so much from John's family as much as it was just from us not wanting to mess up something that has such a rich history and so many people love.
It's an icon, but it's also the family business, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Now, why do we need a new one?
Oh, let me count the ways. I don't know. I mean, with any new edition, our mission as a family business is to just make it better, to make it more complete, to make it more relevant for readers today. Whether that's elaborating on a technique that we felt needed to be a little bit more fleshed out, or adding a recipe for beef rendang, or it really runs the gamut. A lot of people think that the book is monolithic, that it doesn't change. Even on Twitter the other day, somebody was like, my edition doesn't have shrimp scampi. It's like, oh, well, that's been in the book since, the 1997 edition.
Buy a new copy, pal. Buy a new copy.
yes.
Megan, what was the methodology? Because this thing is, sorry, just flipping through it. I'm at the end of the index. It's at least 1,100 pages long. How does one go about revising and extending this thing?
Well, we've been doing it slowly over the past 10 years or so. In that time, we also did these recipe genealogies where we would figure out where a recipe was added in the history of the book and figure out how it had changed. And then we kind of moved more into working on this current edition. So every sentence of every section of every chapter was thoroughly reviewed, and we made notes of everything we wanted to change or fact check or add. Anything we felt could make the book better, we made note of, and then that's when we actually started revising the book.
Did you all, test all the 4,500 or whatever it is recipes in this book?
yes, we did.
No, did you really?
This is actually all in-house, yeah. This is the first edition since the 70s where the family has really taken on the burden of testing everything and doing all of the research ourselves. Of course, time was running short at a certain point, and then we had some trusted friends, help test some of the recipes where we were less concerned about. Yeah. But all of it was done in home kitchens. So, yeah, definitely quite the undertaking.
So let me ask you a syntax question, which astute listeners to this program may or may not pay attention to. As I do with every interview, before we actually get going, I said, tell me who you are and how you want to be identified. And John, you said, I'm John Becker, yada, yada, blah, 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 the latest edition of The Joy of Cooking. And your wife said, I'm Megan Scott, yada, yada, blah, 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 the latest edition of Joy of Cooking. There's an article issue here. Is it The Joy of Cooking or Joy of Cooking?
You know, it's, I think, on the cover of the book, it's been identified without the.
Yeah, Joy of Cooking. I think this was a Jeopardy question at some point that someone got wrong, and then they got mad at us.
No, I think it changed that. I think it was the 1960s where the cover no longer had the included.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
I just had to get that out. Okay, so look, I'm flipping through this thing, and we got a lot of cookbooks here. Obviously, don't talk about too many of them, but all of them that are coming in have pictures of food and great illustrations, and they're you can just flip through them and look and say, oh, that looks really good to eat. This does not. This is throwback is the word, right? There's drawings, and that's about it. Do you guys see that as a competitive disadvantage, or what's the play there?
Well, in a certain way, of course, it's a disadvantage, especially for, you know, a readership that is used to seeing pictures and getting the idea of what a dish is supposed to look like. On the other hand, it's a little bit, you know, liberating to know that you're not necessarily comparing your results with those of something that's been professionally styled and lit. But yeah, that actually goes back to the 1950s. Marion and Irma both fought tooth and nail to keep photography out of The Joy of Cooking because they felt like it was going to date it. And if you look at the photography from
the 50s,
those eras, sure. They actually had a pretty good rationale, it turns out.
Interesting. Okay, so I get that this is probably like asking your favorite child, or maybe I'm reading too much into it. Do you have a favorite recipe in this book, either of you two?
Everyone asks that question.
All right. Or are you sick and tired of it?
There are so many, but
it's just there's so many. It's
hard to choose, and we like different ones for different reasons, but the one that I've been telling people that I love so much is the olive oil cake.
Oh, those are good. I've had those.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
maybe not this one, but I really like olive oil cakes.
Yeah,
this one
has orange zest and juice. It's really, really delicious.
All right, John, you got a favorite? Yeah. Or you're just gonna go with maybe.
I'm gonna go with olive oil cake for sure. But I mean, we've just been answering with the last thing we cooked, and so we had kimchi fried rice for breakfast the other day, and that was fantastic.
So you mentioned kimchi fried rice in Joy of Cooking. Not The Joy of Cooking, by the way. prompts this question: what do you suppose great-grandma Irma would say about kimchi fried rice being in the latest edition of her cookbook?
I don't know. I think that Irma was definitely like an adventurous cook, and she definitely likes, you know, kind of interesting flavor combinations. So I think that she would appreciate it. But Marion, on the other hand,
her daughter, yeah.
According to my dad, the best compliment she could give a dish is that it was delicately flavored. And so I think that she would be kind of blown away by not only the kimchi fried rice, but also a lot of the other recipes that we've added, because we really have kind of tried to, you know, up the spice level and call for, you know, funkier ingredients. And
more garlic.
More garlic.
Always
more garlic. Always. John Becker and Megan Scott, the latest generation of the Joy of Cooking Enterprise. It's the latest edition 2019. Thanks, you two. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
It was a pleasure.